Wild firefighters have returned a powerful weapon to their arsenal. 9 heavy-duty air tankers are scheduled to return to duty just as the western fire season gets underway. The Forest Service grounded the entire heavy tanker fleet last summer following 3 fatal crashes. Tamara Keith from member station KPCC reports.
Before it would allow the Lockheed P-2V tankers back in the sky, the Forest Service had to figure out if they were safe and for how long they'd remain that way. And that wasn't a simple task. The planes were military surplus, but the military hadn't used them in decades. And that meant there wasn't a lot of data available to determine just how many hours the planes could fly before risking catastrophic metal failure, where a plane literally falls apart in the sky. So the agency brought in a consultant and dug through what data it could. Mark Ray is the Undersecretary of Agriculture.
We've become convinced as a result of the analysis that we completed that the airplanes are safe to fly, and they have not reached their operational life limit.
This brings the nation's heavy air tanker fleet to 16 planes, half of what it was 4 years ago. Mark Ray says he'd like to bring the fleet of heavy tankers up to 25 or 30, but that will mean looking beyond the planes currently in service. The owners of the P-2Vs say they have anywhere from 3 to 15 years left in them. And when they're finished, Ray says there won't be any new ones.
We appreciate that this generation of aircraft are finite in their lifespan. They're not being manufactured anymore. You know, eventually they'll reach an operational service life limit, and we'll have to find something different. And we'll start looking over the next couple of years to the next generation of aircraft.
That next generation is likely to include this plane, the P-3 Orion. The P-3 is a submarine chaser still used by the Navy. It's already part of the Forest Service fleet, but unlike the other planes, it was still being manufactured until very recently. The Forest Service doesn't own any of the aircraft in its fleet. Currently, all of the firefighting P-3s are owned by one Northern California company, Aero Union. Terry Unsworth, a former British Royal Air Force pilot, is CEO of the company. He's overseeing the final maintenance work on 2 planes before they head out for the season.
Our maintenance follows the Navy's maintenance program to the letter. So everything the U.S. Navy do with P-3s, we have to do with ours.
Unsworth says P-3 Orions are designed for low swoops and quick turns, and that makes them great for firefighting.
They're a beautiful aircraft, 4 engines, 4 Rolls-Royce T-56 engines. The tank system you see underneath is our own design. It's a 3,000-gallon tank, and the crew can control the flow so it drips out or it evacuates the whole tank in a few seconds.
As the Navy moves to newer models and phases out the P-3, the Forest Service plans to help contractors like Aero Union get their hands on more of the surplus planes so they can be retrofitted for firefighting. But P-3s are not the only answer. As many as 16 companies are looking at retrofitting other planes or building new ones. Bill Broadwell, executive director of the Aerial Firefighting Industry Association, says a new plane built just for firefighting would be ideal.
Designed for the firefighting environment, where they go out, they measure what the environment is and the stresses on the airplanes, and they built the aircraft to those specifications to be able to withstand that.
But new tankers, even converted craft, won't be ready for this fire season. Like last year, the Forest Service will fill in with single-engine planes and more expensive helicopters. For NPR News, I'm Tamara Keith.